Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today our reflection is from the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled Be Open to God's Grace.
So our reading is taken from Jeremiah chapter 1.
The words of Jeremiah, son of Hilkiah, of the priests who were in Anathoth, in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of King Josiah, son of Amon, of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah of Judah, and until the end of the 11th year of King Zedekiah, son of Josiah of Judah, until the captivity of Jerusalem in the fifth month. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I'm only a boy. But the Lord said to me, Do not say, I am only a boy, for you shall go to all whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see a branch of an almond tree. Then the Lord said to me, You have seen well, for I am watching over my word to perform it. The word of the Lord came to me a second time, saying, What do you see? And I said, I see a boiling pot tilted away from the north. Then the Lord said to me, Out of the north disaster shall break out on all the inhabitants of the land. For now I am calling all the tribes of the kingdoms of the north, says the Lord. And they shall come, and all of them shall set their thrones at the entrance of the gates of Jerusalem, against all its surrounding walls, and against all the cities of Judah. And I will utter my judgments against them for all their wickedness in forsaking me. They have made offerings to other gods and worshipped the works of their own hands. But you, gird up your loins, stand up and tell them everything that I command you. Do not break down before them, or I will break you before them. And I, for my part, have made you today a fortified city, an iron pillar, and a bronze wall against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, its princes, its priests, and the people of the land. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you, for I am with you, says the Lord, to deliver you. This is the word of the Lord.
And then our New Testament reading is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 3.
Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God. Jesus answered him, Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. Nicodemus said to him, How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into a mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I say to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, how can these things be? Jesus answered him, are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world. The people love darkness rather than light, because of their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come into the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you so very much, Lind Marie. There is so much in both the readings that I can't even start doing justice, but I just want to maybe concentrate on one aspect, and that's the idea of what we see in both passages about seeing. In the first, God directly asking Jeremiah what he sees, but also by telling him about the fact that he knows him so much better than himself, because even before he was born, he knew and he had already a plan. That's what we hear from this passage. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I had a plan for you. It's comforting for us as Christians to know that we are known by God, and that God has a plan. No, hopefully your plan is not to be similar to Jeremiah, because he had a hard life. And I think for most of us, we are not called to be appointed as he was appointed and to preach to the nation, but who knows? We never know with God. But we are all called to share the hope that we have. That's what we've been exploring at St. James. How we share with our friends, our family, our neighbors, the hope that we have learned to believe in. How we share the message that actually Jesus was telling Nicodemus. So God encouraged Jeremiah by saying that he knows him. And Jeremiah looks at himself, saying, but I'm only a boy. He only sees his weakness. God says, do not say that, for I will be with you. I am sending you, and you will say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid. I will be the one protecting and delivering you. What wonderful promises. And as Christians, we need to feed ourselves on the promises of God. In the New Testament, there are so many promises of God's presence, God's protection, God's care, God who will always be with us. It doesn't mean we won't go through difficult times. We have this wonderful Psalm 23 sometimes we do through go through very dark valleys. But there again, the promise is God, God will never leave us and never forsake us, even if sometimes we feel left or forsaken. And in Jeremiah, in some of those chapters, there is that feeling at times where he is under so much pressure, where he feels God is absent. But God has promised that he will be with us and he will deliver. And then we have this passage and this call upon his life, what he is appointed to do. And again, that will be very different from us. For maybe most of us here on this Zoom, we coming in one way to the end of our lives. We had a career or we had our work and we did to the best of our ability. But at the heart of our call is to know God, and that's never finished. We're always on a journey to know him better and to make him better known in our world. And so he sees two things, and they are about what is to come in the future. But in our New Testament, there is a question of Jesus, who says, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. Again, it is about seeing the presence of God, seeing the character of God, seeing the works of God. And for that to happen, we need a birth from above. And he speaks of water and the Spirit, and a lot of has been written about that. I think water and Spirit speaks about baptism, which is repentance, being honest with God, and Spirit is about the Holy Spirit coming to us when we ask Jesus to come into our lives. And that verse makes us start seeing things differently. We start becoming aware of who God is, his love, his care, his presence. We maybe become more aware of ourselves and our need to be changed and transformed. And we start seeing other people differently. We need to be born from above. But I think as Christian, we need to be born every day, refilled with God's Spirit. Come to him when we become aware of something that is not right in our confession. So repentance and being filled with the Spirit is an ongoing reality too. It's a gift, a free gift. It's like the wind blowing where it chooses. We can hear its sounds, but we don't know where it comes from or where it goes. So we are open to God's grace, for it's all about grace. And I don't know if you've been following a little bit what's happening in America on specifically a campus, but it seems to be spreading. And there again, it's a movement of grace. It's not something we need to try to repeat. If God wants to move with his Holy Spirit in campuses or in our church, it will be in his time and in his way. But we can rejoice when there are those special times, especially among young people, people of the next generation, who become more aware of God's presence in that chapel. People coming and giving their lives, laying down falsehood in their own lives and choosing to follow God in new way. So let's continue to pray for an outpouring of God's Spirit in our lives, in the life of our church at St. James, in the life of churches here in town and across the country, and for the movement of God to continue to spread in America and across the world. For we all need to be born from above and to be continued to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And when we do, the message we will proclaim is that wonderful verse, that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have life in all its fullness, life eternal that starts now and will continue in the world to come. So let's pray for each other. Let's pray for the life of the church, and let's pray for the world and its need. Lord, I think of the glasses I am wearing at the moment, and they are not fit for purpose anymore because they've been there for a few years and I need new ones. And sometimes it's the same in our walk with you. We sometimes get used to old ways and we need to be refreshed, reorientated. Lord, in the life of St. James, in our own lives, open our eyes to your presence. Teach us what it means to learn the unforced rhythm of grace, to work with you, not for you with our own idea, but in step with you, to see how you do things, to be patient and to resist the impulse of doing too much. Lord, you promise life, real life. Bring life in the places and the situations that we know, especially those we love who are feeling in dark places right now. Holy Spirit, come. Come to heal. Come to bring hope. Come to bring comfort and new direction.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.